Well, government regulations over the last week, and let's face it, they could be tightened even further tonight. We don't know what the president is planning to announce, but the fact that he has delayed his announcement by more than 24 hours suggests that there's been a deep level of consultation and a deep level of consensus as to what needs to be done in order to create an environment in which you can stem the flow of the coronavirus. Certainly, the regulations on bars and restaurants have put severe constraints. Some of my colleagues, though, posting pictures of busy restaurants through the weekend, others telling me there are clear signs of people flouting the law, serving booze after 6 p.m. Those that are complying, though, are going to be struggling. And those that are complying may not be in business this time next week. Wendy Alberts is Restaurant Association of South Africa Chief Executive. What is the state of play in terms of your industry right now, Wendy?
So thank you so much for having us on the show. At this point in time, it's a desperate state for the restaurant industry. Our restaurants are struggling. A lot of restaurants are starting to close. We are seeing that there is a lot of unpaid staff that are going to be going out of those businesses that are closing at this point in time. The crisis of the coronavirus has hit our sector's economy drastically. And I think in just a few days, we've really seen how crippling it's been to our particular industry.
And again, the regulations around alcohol. Alcohol is a key component, of course, of restaurant earnings, and not being allowed to serve alcohol after 6 o'clock in the evening has certainly constrained many restaurateurs. Not everybody is complying, though. What is your advice to South African restaurants, whether they be members of your association or not?
Absolutely. I mean, restaurants need to play their part in slowing the curve down. They need to be responsible. The majority of restaurants, I do believe, have taken the industry guidelines and that they have done everything to safeguard their customers. I do believe that they are participating in a manner which they certainly need to in order to get through this very difficult time, that they're doing what they can to slow the curve. And then on the other hand, we also have restaurants that are certainly not being compliant. The responses that I've received back from restaurants is that they're mixed messages due to poor communication is really what's leaving them in this space.
Mixed messages are these, Wendy? I mean, there's pretty clear communication. Don't have too many people in your restaurant. Make sure that people are sitting apart from each other. Don't serve liquor after 6 p.m. That lowers inhibitions and people behave like lunatics. What's unclear about that?
Absolutely nothing from our side. So I can definitely say that you're right. The Minister of Police is very clear in his instruction about the limited capacity, the registers, the times, and so forth. So some restaurants, their challenges have been that, they've stopped their liquor trade at 6 o'clock, but they've been unable to continue to trade till close by just selling food because there's been complication with possible communication through on the local police station. So that's certainly been one challenge.
I understand that. I mean, if the local plod is not getting the instruction, then that is a problem because you can't phone up your local police station saying, I'm a restaurant owner who's shut my restaurant because of this, that, the next thing. But the guy next to me, he's doing a roaring trade and he's got a queue around the block. It's certainly not fair. But it's not only the impact on restaurants, of course, it's the impact on staff, on casual workers. There's the knock-on effect on suppliers too. I mean, this thing reverberates through the entire economy. Restaurants are places where we go when we're in a hurry, when we want to relax, when we want to socialize, when we want to have a meeting. People for centuries have gathered around fires to tell stories and to communicate. This is a very big dislocation in everything, but suppliers into the space are going to struggle too.
Absolutely. And I think the key thing to try and understand, the complete collapse of our particular sector of industry has come from. A typical restaurant is a very sensitive business model, and you're looking at rentals being well in excess of 100,000 rand. Some restaurants are reporting rents of 700,000, 700 square meter restaurants, 1,000 seater restaurants. So to have restricted it to 50 people has really put these businesses under enormous financial pressure. It's not even possible to be able to meet your financial obligations, let alone just try and bring cash flow in to pay the staff. So if you look at this, it really, really is drastic at this point in time. There has been an appreciation fund for staff donations that the restaurants have got going in every single one of their stores. So you can stop in and drop off a food hamper or food or any type of donation you'd like to for your favorite staff in the industry. You know, we've encouraged the consumer to continue supporting restaurants. Our reported stats are down by 80% at this point in time. And our restaurants are very willing to do delivery. They are very willing to have your call and collect or your drive-through that they've created in some of the shopping centers. So the staff are runners and they're dropping off meals at the vehicles that are sitting in car parks, etc. So we've reduced menus. We're trying to keep a curb on the stock holding that we've got. And it's a very technical business and sure. It's a very financially sensitive game that we're involved in at this point in time.
And they don't. The restaurants don't traditionally have a buffer, do they? I mean, they don't. You know, they don't have big pots of working capital. They are living literally hand to mouth in a very tight cycle of customers in, customers out, suppliers in, customers out, and cash flow is absolutely pivotal to they keep that going. You take off the cash, it's like standing on somebody's oxygen pipe in intensive care.
Absolutely, and you know, with small businesses, effectively that run a really massive and very important and vital part of the economy. And we've appealed to the banks. We said to the banks, come on, play your part and cut the interest rates for us. Cut the credit card rates. Freeze the CapEx payments. Please, can the UIF sort out the UIF? Can we please have a delay on the VAT payments? Is there any possibility the landlords can please freeze the lease agreements so that we've got cash flow to keep staff employed? Because our biggest concern is that these beautiful people serve our industry relentlessly every single day. And what is the resources back to support these beautiful people when they're going on unpaid layoffs?
And it's tragic. And tonight, I mean, we don't know what regulations the president is going to announce, but we expect a tightening of regulations because many communities in South Africa have not heeded the president's call for voluntary social distancing, for voluntary better behavior. So, like school kids, we may be told, you know, we may have the headmasters talk this evening and be properly admonished and be told, terribly sorry, but your freedom of movement is going to be further restricted. And if that is the case, then it's game over for many people in your sector, I suspect.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that I know that many restaurants, you know, we've seen the reports come in, you know, we've got our people in the field that are working, and we've seen that they have done the social distancing. But, you know, the responsibility of this worldwide pandemic is everybody's responsibility. It means that the restaurants to play their part. So having 200 or 300 people in the shop servicing their goods at this point in time, they also need to practice good hygiene standards and health and safety and put it as a top priority in those retail sectors. So I think that, you know, there are these mixed messages. You know, 200 people can go and stand and bolt by and be in desperate space and the retail sector hasn't the food stores haven't really taken an enormous knock. But our restaurants that are trying to be compliant and to try and be responsible, they're taking the knock when there's still 200 people. So there's this confusion about the responsibility of what role you really need to play in slowing down the curve.
Wendy Alberts, thank you. She is the Restaurants Association of South Africa Chief Executive.